Governor Cuomo's anti-corruption commission is moving to probe how New York State's political parties use loosely regulated fundraising accounts. The three co-chairs of the Moreland Commission say they're going to look into so-called housekeeping accounts, which political parties can use to promote their agendas. They made the announcement the same day they issued subpoenas to state legislators who earn money from outside legal clients. Joining us now to talk about the Moreland Commission is Jimmy Vielkind, a reporter for Capital New York. Good morning, Jimmy. So explain for us what exactly housekeeping accounts are.
Well, so regular campaigns are attached to various candidates, or there are PACs that promote causes. They're affiliated with businesses or unions. And these housekeeping accounts are attached to the political parties, either the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, or to the legislative conference. One of the great examples is the Republicans in the state Senate. And now, under this housekeeping rules, they are allowed to accept unlimited donations from people in order to maintain a headquarters, say, or hire staff, or do general party promotion activities. They're not supposed to use that money to help individual candidates. But over the years, what we've seen happen is major donors funneling lots of money into these accounts in far in excess of the individual limits they'd face. For example, Michael Bloomberg has sent millions of dollars to the Senate Republicans through that housekeeping account. He would normally be restricted to about $10,000 or even $15,000 if he were giving just to an individual candidate. We also saw Governor Cuomo use the Democratic State Committee's housekeeping account to raise millions and millions of dollars for a series of advertisements that aired in the last 6 months that really boosted the governor, talked about the great things he was doing.
And why has the Moreland Commission decided now to probe these accounts?
Well, what had happened, as reported in the New York Daily News, was that they were thinking about looking at these various accounts, particularly the Democratic State Committee, but held off at the suggestion of aides to the governor. This has raised lots of questions about the independence of the commission. It's raised lots of concerns about the governor's meddling, and it's really stoked fears among legislators that this entire operation is a witch hunt that's going to go after them, but not the governor.
Now, what could the outcome of this probe be? I mean, what's at stake here for all parties?
Well, potentially at stake is really the system of campaign fundraising in New York. It's unclear whether there will be illegal activity that's unearthed. Everyone can kind of see what happens here. A big donor gives a big check, and it circles back and helps one of the major officials. That's something that news reporters have been talking about for a really long time. The question is whether what was said, what kinds of promises were made, what exchanges happened, et cetera, in association with the donations.
It was a very busy day yesterday for the Moreland Commission. The board announced that they had issued subpoenas to state legislators who earn more than $20,000 a year from outside legal clients. You reported both actions came after a meeting in which the panel's 25 members, who were apparently irate with the negative reception they've gotten in the press lately, they pushed ahead where they had previously balked. Why the sudden flurry of action from the commission?
Well, what we've seen over the weekend was some scathing editorials from newspapers around the state, including the New York Times, the Albany Times Union, and the Buffalo News. And I think that the commissioners realized that their own reputations were on the line, and they had to start acting. So here's what hopefully we'll be able to see things moving forward. And while it's unclear if subpoenas have been issued, they certainly suggested that that would be happening soon.
And do we have any idea who might be getting these subpoenas?
As you said, it's lawmakers who have major outside income, either from legal clients or from outside business interests, in excess of $20,000. That's a category that encompasses both of the major legislative leaders, Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver and Senate Republican Leader Dean Skelos.
All right. Thanks so much, Jimmy.
Satirius, always a pleasure.
Jimmy Vielkind reports for Capital New York. You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.